tato and puppy, you are so soul.
Okay.
You're listening to Arzu Family Stories, Episode 6. You ever thought about what hustle you could get into to make money? I think there's a hustle in everybody. I know I have one. In this episode, I talk about one of my first hustles. I also talk about what's arguably one of my most important hustles as a young adult, selling t-shirts. Why was selling t-shirts important to me? It was about the message on the shirt. Enjoy the story. I've come to realize I'm a born hustler. I'm not one of those hustlers who will pickpocket you in Times Square on New Year's Eve, or walk from train car to train car collecting money for a made-up basketball team. I'm just not that good of a liar. Plus, my moral compass is solar-powered, so it's never broken or off. No, I'm more of a hustler who reads books like The Slight Edge, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the like. I want to be a young millionaire. When I was in high school, I was pitched a pyramid scheme selling Cutco knives. Being young and naive, I ate it all up. I can make how much selling these knives? Of course, you had to buy the starter set and be a natural salesperson. You had to go out and demonstrate these one-of-a-kind knives that were built with the same material jet planes were built with. They can pretty much last a lifetime. I remember, after convincing my parents to pay the $200+ on the starter set, I went to pitch to my first customer, an aunt who lived about 4 blocks from me. She always had people at her place, which was good for me. However, she was always watching telenovelas, which was bad for me. This was bad for me because this was before DVRs and TiVo. And if you know anything about Hispanics who watch telenovelas, when their show is on, they're glued to the TV like a kid to his video games. Also, it didn't help that my aunt and her company spoke Spanglish, heavy on the Spanish, meaning they spoke poor to no English. And I spoke Spanglish, heavy on the English, meaning poor to no Spanish. That said, I'm still riding on this high from the presentation the trainees got a couple of days before. We all believed we can get rich doing this. I was already thinking of all the things I could buy with my fortune. My first pair of J's, Yankee fitted caps in every color scheme, and authentic Pepe clothes. You should know that the name brand Pepe was hot back then. You were a baller if you wore authentic Pepe gear. Anybody could get bootleg clothes, but only ballers wore the real deal. Anyway, back to my customer. I remember standing outside of my aunt's door, adjusting my clothes so I looked as presentable as possible. I knocked on the door. No answer. I knocked again. No one answered. I was about to knock a third time before the door opened. I got a half hello and a quick hug. Of course, telenovela was on TV, so I didn't have everyone's full attention.
Mario,
I took a deep breath. I remember thinking, here we go. I tried to be smart about the situation and only pitched on commercial breaks. The Cutco manager taught us, lead with the expensive stuff, then work your way down if the potential buyer isn't looking for their purse. As I was demonstrating the precision and effortless cut of the knives, I was impressed all over again. I pulled out a thick rope that came with the set. It was about 3/4 inch thick. It's to show how clean the cut is if you're cutting steak. I had my aunt hold the knife. I asked her to guess how many strokes before she cut through the rope. She guessed 5. It only took 2. Wow! Everyone turned to look. For a minute, I had the room. That was actually the highlight of my presentation. Then the novella came back on, and she decided to only buy the one knife. I asked if anyone else wanted to buy a knife for themselves. They all said they'd share with my aunt. That's endurance for you. Very frugal. Obviously, I wasn't a natural salesperson. And when I stepped back to evaluate the situation, I knew that most people I knew who would maybe buy for me were family members who spoke Spanglish, heavy on the Spanish. So my first presentation was my last. My mom actually has the set of knives at home, at least what's left of it. Come to find out, they don't actually last a lifetime, not even close. That was one of my attempts at hustling. Another hustle I had, a slightly more successful one, was selling these shirts I designed when I was lead creative of a company I started with a couple of family members. My two cousins, Mariano, better known as Junie, and Jose, better known as Joslova. Actually, only when we greeted each other. And he would always holler back, Joloa! We were crazy like that sometimes. We were also crazy about trying to make money. The three of us would meet up at a Starbucks in Manhattan and talk stocks. We would share Warren Buffett books and learnings from our stock research during the week. Like most stock investors, we made good decisions and bad ones. We went by the name GVG, Garifuna Ventures Group. Our goal? To make a venture capital group. Eventually, have enough money to invest in other businesses. A very ambitious goal, especially for a young group with no real guidance or experience. But that's what I loved about us. We self-taught, met up, and shared. And that was the cycle. We eventually added two more members who had the same zealousness we had. My cousin Zuleika and my brother Regis. We were all like-minded. And we were all Garifuna. A little background on the Garifuna ethnicity. Garifunas are descendants of West African slaves who washed ashore on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent around 1635, while likely on their way to New World mines and plantations to be slaves. The West Africans were shipwrecked and escaped from the Caribbean islands of Barbados, St. Lucia, and Grenada. The West African transplants intermarried with local populations of Arawaks and Carib Indians, immigrants from South Africa, to become known as Garifunas or Black Caribs. This history was important to our group, GVG, because we were never made slaves. Our ancestors escaped slavery. That's something to be proud of. My cousin Junie actually has Garifuna tattooed on his shoulder. Junie was also a board member of an established group in the Bronx called the Garifuna Coalition. Their mission? To raise awareness and create opportunities for the underprivileged Garifuna people in the community. Everyone was invited to Garifuna Coalition meetings. And of course, Junie encouraged GVG to go. It only made sense. And we did. In one of the meetings, I learned that not all Garifuna people were accounted for in the United States. Now, I know census can't knock everyone's door and get accurate numbers, but the amount of reported Garifuna people didn't even come close to the actual amount. And it's not the government's fault either. It's the Garifuna's fault. Whenever a Garinagu would get an application that required them to check an ethnicity, they would either check Black or Hispanic. I'm also guilty of committing the same error. I would sometimes check Black because, well, I'm Black. Or I would check Hispanic because my family speaks Spanish. A Garinagu is actually supposed to check Other, and in the space provided, write Garifuna. I remember leaving the Garifuna Coalition meeting that day thinking, we should design a shirt to raise awareness of Garifuna people. And the design should be the ethnicity checkboxes. Other would be checked, and in a handwritten font, we would write Garifuna, and we'll make it in the Garifuna flag colors of gold and black. It was a hit. GVG sold the shirts online, at the annual Honduran parades, and at the Garifuna Coalition events. It was a win-win. GVG made a little something, and everyone who saw the shirt who didn't know what Garifuna meant got a lesson about our people. You just listened to episode 6. I've actually had a lot of other hustles too, but I didn't want this to be an hour episode. Well, if you guys like what you heard and like listening to my episodes, I have 5 other ones out there. This is episode 6, and you can actually subscribe via iTunes by going to the iTunes store and clicking on the podcast section. Type in Arzu Family Stories and my album cover should come right up. That's actually me and my extended family. It's an old shot of our family all together. I think in the picture I'm like 3 years old. You can also go to soundcloud.com and type Arzu Family Stories. I should come up. All the episodes should come up right there. So again, thanks for listening, and until next time, peace.